early on Tuesday, hours after police fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters who had stormed the legislature in chaotic scenes to protest against an extradition bill in a direct challenge to Beijing. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hundreds stormed the building Monday night, smashing computers and spray-painting chamber walls. A colonial-era flag was hung from a podium, an ironic symbol on the day that marked the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's return from British to Chinese control. Less than 24 hours later, an eerie sense of calm has fallen on the city. By Tuesday, protesters were nowhere to be seen. At 4 a.m., Chief Executive Carrie Lam fronted the media to defend her government's handling of the escalating protests.
It is not true to say that the government has not responded.
Beijing-backed Lam is now clinging to her job.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost last week. That makes it the first such attack involving a homegrown terrorist. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. This